Hello, Coolabah Joe speaking.
Hello, Joe. My name is Bill Ambrose. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. I've been put on to you by my aged care.
Yes.
They've recommended me Coolabah Care as a provider.
Yes.
Now, I'm ringing up on behalf of my mother. Would you like me to give you her my aged care number as a start?
No, that's okay. What services is mum needing? What have you been
Okay,
assessed
it's a
for?
service for her to be able to get picked up from home, taken to medical appointments, and the person helper in and out of the car into, because she uses a walker, she's quite frail, and wait while she's in the medical appointment and then take her back home again.
Is there a social support code you've been given?
Sorry, say that again.
Has my aged care given you a social support code or a transport code?
No, I haven't been given a code.
Okay, because for services, my aged care would have assessed mum for wherever service she's needing and then provided her with a referral code.
Yeah, no. So what's I only spoke to my aged care about this yesterday,
Okay.
and mum had a fall last week,
Right.
and so she is sort of more wobbly on her legs now than what she was a week ago, and more unstable. So a week ago she was quite fine getting transport to medical appointments, but
Yes.
now after her fall she needs more support. Now she in the next 2 weeks, she's got three medical appointments coming up, two GP visits, and also a visit with a kidney specialist.
Okay.
And so when I spoke to my aged care, they said, okay, it's probably going to take several weeks for my aged care to do a an assessment,
Yep.
which isn't going to work for us. So what's been set up is that we can get the service now before my aged care does the assessment.
So the only way to do that with Coolabah is to set up a fee for service and then you're paying the full hourly rate, which is $80.60 an hour.
Right, so it's not because she said the lady I was speaking to, sorry to say she said, the lady at my aged care I was speaking to said all I need to do was to give you my mum's my aged care number and it would be all in the system and show that the payment would come through.
No, so I can't do anything with the my aged care number. It needs to be a referral code.
Okay, this is awfully frustrating when you speak to two
Sorry.
different people and they give you two completely different stories. I spent probably 45 minutes on the phone with my aged care with them, and the lady at my aged care was fantastic.
Yeah. Even if you called another provider, they would tell you to do the same. Without the referral code, I can't see mum's information on the portal. I can't
But
access it with our AC number.
so why would have my aged care, who obviously know what they're talking about, tell me differently? Because my aged care gave me
Yep.
yours and two other providers'
Yep.
numbers to contact and said, yep, just contact one of those providers, see which one
Yep.
can has got the capacity to be able to deliver. Give them your mum's my aged care number and everything's all in the system and it's all sorted.
No, definitely not. I can't see any of mum's information with the AC number. It has to be a referral code. Unless she's already an existing client with Coolabah, I can't see mum's information.
This is very annoying.
See, even if I called up my aged care now with mum's AC number, if you give it to me, they won't provide me with any information unless mum was sitting with me.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's move to plan two, plan B. What about paying for it?
So setting up a fee for service. So once mum's been assessed for the social support code, Coolabah can help with that, and then we would charge $10.50 an hour. So there's quite a price difference with the code. Once mum's in the car with a carer, we charge $1.10 per kilometre on top of the $10.50. If you wanted to set up a fee for service, that would be myself or one of my colleagues coming out to see mum, going through all the assessments with her, setting up a fee for service, and that's $80.60 an hour plus GST, and then the $1.10 per kilometre when she's in the car.
Okay, all right.
It's quite a price difference.
Look, tell me about your service picking somebody up and taking them. Tell me actually about that service.
So with the social support code, it all depends what my aged care's assessed mum for. They may put NA, which means mum can have that service how often she's needing it.
Yeah, I'm more talking about before she gets assessed. I'm talking about, let's just pay for the service.
The fee for service.
2 weeks for these appointments. So what I'm saying is, tell me about the service that's provided.
Yeah, so it's a scheduled service. So say if mum's needing a service on a Monday to take her to a medical appointment, it's not really a call up and book in the service when needed. It needs to be scheduled into the roster. So if mum chose to have a service on a Monday at 10 o'clock, she would have that fixed time with our permanent worker on that week or fortnight.
Doctor's appointment, so it's not a regular thing. Yep. There's one next Tuesday to her GP. So mum lives at Meadow Springs, Rafa, because you're in Mandurah, aren't you?
That's correct,
So mum's at Meadow Springs, Rafa, WA.
Lovely.
And her GP is down at Lakelands Shopping Centre. So she's got a normal appointment on Tuesday next week because she's got to get some bandaging removed from her fall. Then on the following Tuesday, she's got a long appointment, which will probably be an hour and a half because she's having a full assessment done, cognitive assessment and checking for Alzheimer's and dementia. And then the day after that, on the Wednesday, she has an appointment with a kidney specialist. Now, I think the kidney specialist is actually in the Mandurah area as well.
Okay. For next Tuesday, this isn't going to be all set up. I'm actually working from home this week and we're quite short-staffed in the office. The earliest I would get out to see mum is early next week. I would have to go through all her assessments and then make up an agreement for her to sign, and then we can commence services.
Right. Okay. But the services can be just ring up and request a service?
We do need a few days. Yeah, as long as we've got a few days notice and we can see staff availability, then we can usually find a carer available.
So when you said you need to review mum's assessments, what assessments are you talking about?
So we go through all our assessments. So we go through, I find out about if she's managing her personal care and her mobility, her communication.
Yeah,
it's
so
just all cool about
at the moment, we've already got a provider coming because mum's also a Gold Card member. She's Gold Card with DVA.
Yep, lovely.
So
is DVA able to help with the transport?
Well, the thing is, when mum travels further, then there's she gets DVA transport and they provide an excellent service. If mum's got to go and see a specialist at Fiona Stanley or up here in Perth, then she actually gets a DVA car. But I think the problem is if mum's only going to see the GP, which is 5 kilometres down the road, then the DVA don't provide that service.
Okay. Yeah, DVA is usually pretty good. We've got quite a few clients with a DVA card.
Yes. So do you think maybe I should touch base with DVA myself? Because I haven't actually, up until now, mum just, calls DVA and organises a car.
I would definitely get in touch with DVA before going down this route because they're very helpful and they may be able to assist with local appointments.
Yeah, okay, because for the local appointments, Mum's been using a Meditransport, which is actually which she has to pay for. It's obviously a reduced rate, but it's basically just a taxi. Like it's a local taxi that picks her up, drops her off at the doctor surgery. That taxi then
Okay.
goes, and then when she's finished the doctor surgery, the surgery needs to ring up and rebook, and then she's got to wait around for another taxi. What we really want is the,
A
same sort of
carer to be
service
with
with the,
her.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, DVA should be able to provide this under social support for her.
Okay, all righty. Which department of DVA should I contact? Because I'm presume it's a large body.
Oh gosh, I'm not too sure. Let me have a little look.
Or I might just get the phone number off Mum of who she normally contacts to book it in.
Yeah, maybe
Excuse
have a
me.
chat with Mum to see what number she's got, because she should
Yeah.
have the main number there. And just, yeah, if you express your concerns there and just advise her she's needing a carer for
Yeah.
her appointments, I'm sure they would be able to provide social
And the
support.
situation has changed within the last week. So Mum was more mobile a week ago than what she is now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely have a chat with them. Can I grab Mum's name?
Yeah, sure. It's Rose Margaret Ambrose. Rose Ambrose. She goes by the name Margaret, though.
No worries. Yeah, see how you go with DVA, and if you're having any difficulties, give me a call back and then we can go down the fee for service route. But yeah,
Yeah,
I
sure.
would advise DVA.
Okay, then. All right. Look, it's been lovely speaking with you, and really appreciate the ideas.
That's all good. If you get stuck, yeah, just give me a call back.
It's when with aged care, everything to
Yeah.
do with aged care,
Yeah.
it's a huge learning experience for the family to sort of know all the ins and outs, and I'm sure you hear this all the time. It's
Oh,
quite the minefield.
definitely. Yeah, and
Mum
when my
is
aged care is
so
saying to get
fortunate.
the AC number, that yeah,
Yeah,
providers
Mum's
can't
so
see
fortunate,
anything
actually.
with the AC number. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mum is so fortunate having a DVA Gold Card.
Oh, definitely.
It's that's you've only got to listen to the ABC, to the radio, and how many people are waiting on the list for getting assessed for home care packages and that type of
Yeah.
thing. It's through DVA. It's been a much quicker operation. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And the services they can provide, I would definitely go down that route
Yeah.
instead of waiting this way, to be honest.
Yes. All right. Lovely. Thank you so much. Whereabouts are you from?
As
Originally.
in Mandarin? Oh,
No,
I'm from
your
my
accent.
accent. I'm Welsh.
Welsh. Okay. The reason why I'm trying to get all this put in place in a hurry is because I'm actually heading to the UK on Saturday.
Ah,
So
okay.
yes, we're going to be spending a couple of days sliding into Wales in between going from the Cotswolds and then up to the Lakelands. So we're going to spend a couple of days in Wales. So yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, you enjoy.
Thank you so much. All right, you have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks for the
Okay,
call.
bye.
Bye.